Yeah,
It
hi
didn't hurt to
everyone.
getting on, getting this organized, but we're
We're here.
here. A lot happened, and we thought we should probably do a podcast about it because technically it is literally all about election.
Exactly.
This is
Should
an
we do this? Should
emergency.
we do the intro?
This is
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot about
this is what we're getting.
an
Hello
emergency
everyone,
version
and
of
welcome
election
to
year.
welcome to election year, where we talk about elections and the events that happen leading up to them and as a result of them to a degree. And there's plenty of stuff going on that we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is why Matt doesn't need to do the
Yeah, it was a busy day. So we were like, we need to talk about it now because we'll never talk about it. I mean, not ever,
Yeah.
but if there's too much happening and it's like the biggest thing all year. So we're here. You're
Yeah.
welcome. I'm gonna go check my
Anyway, by the
pulse.
way, we are in fact referring to that Joe Biden dropped out of the race. I don't think anything else has happened that's big in the last 24 hours. But yeah, Joe Biden is not seeking re-election.
Sunday afternoon, which I thought was an interesting choice, and then somebody was like, "Yeah, it was like while well, the stock markets were closed on the weekend."
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
actually quite smart.
"Oh, yeah, maybe."
Yeah, I was annoyed because it meant that I missed the end of the Tour de France, and I was actually really looking forward to that.
Well, because you were watching.
Because I was watching the news, yeah. I was looking at the meat, let's be realistic.
Yeah, I found out at dinner. I was in Rome over the weekend, not because I always go to Rome.
See.
My parents were in Rome and they wanted to see me. We
Oh.
were at dinner and then my sister goes, Joe Biden's dropped out of the race. And I was like, what? And then she's like, well, stay calm. I'm like, I can't stay calm. Joe, this is the
Yeah.
thing we've been waiting like a year and a half to find out. Like,
I know.
and
I've
she.
been waiting for him to drop out. I'm not gonna lie, I'm trying to be impartial, but like I've been waiting for him to drop out for a long time now.
It's that kind of thing. It, like
Like.
since the debate, it was like a question thrown out by the debate there, but you did wonder whether it would just be kind of, sheer kind of stubbornness of just kind
Yeah.
of carrying on to get through to be the person who's there for the election.
And he said some things like, I don't know. I feel like there was definitely clues that he was thinking about leaving earlier than like this weekend, especially because people kept saying, like, it turned out like Obama was like, you shouldn't do this. And like other people, just like high profile Democrats, kept being like, you need to drop out of the race. And then
Obama,
he said that like the delegates could vote on whatever. Sorry, was that Caitlin?
yeah, so Obama wasn't having any luck convincing Biden or something, so then Obama leaked the fact that he didn't want Biden to run, so that puts more public pressure on him, and then
Yeah.
apparently Nancy Pelosi went and talked to him this weekend, and it was Nancy Pelosi who got him to like commit in the end, which I just think is like so.
Had Nancy Pelosi, who like did not quit her job for years, tell she
Yeah.
supported him. She's like, it's. But yeah, it was very eventful. I found out I was having an argument with my parents, and I like stormed off, went to check my phone, and just had to storm back down and be like, by the way, guys, Joe Biden's just quit. Well, he hasn't quit. He's dropped out of the race. He's still
That
president. He's not being president because that would be a big deal.
would be, yeah.
That would be, and also almost pointless. Like, I don't think he would do it now unless he had a serious, like, health condition or something.
He's only got to make it 6 more months.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's worth, not even 6 months. It's like five, right? Also, guys, I'm really sorry if you can hear my dad laughing. His story is below me. It's really loud.
I don't
My
think I
dad
can
is
hear it.
looking downstairs, and I am in the loft, and I can hear him from up here, and I'm worried it's on the recording, but it's okay. We left some good background noise. But yeah, what a day.
So, I mean, in that case, if Joe Biden's not going to be the Democratic nominee, who is?
Wait, we need a drum
Woo!
roll. It's not
It's not
confirmed,
confirmed.
but it's pretty predominant.
Pretty likely.
It's gonna be Kamala Harris.
Which is,
Yeah,
we think
probably.
it's going to be confirmed, by the way, because she's already got like a quarter of the delegates that have pledged to vote for her at the
And
Democratic convention.
$65
So,
million.
no, it was more than that. It was 81 million now.
It's okay. I
Wow.
saw 65 like 2 hours ago. So this is like
It's
insane.
81 now. It was on, it's on
85.
the Kamala
Are they
Harris,
tracking
no,
it?
the Kamala HQ.
Yeah.
Which, can I just say,
So.
this is we need to talk about the memes later because I'm obsessed.
Well,
But
basically, so
rebranded with the Brat by Charlie XCX Green and the font for Kamala HQ because
yeah, so
Charlie XCX
you're gonna, when we get
endorsed
to the
that.
meme bit, you're gonna have to run me through the memes a little because I have not heard this Brat song. I love it. I love the meme, but I don't know how I haven't heard the song.
It's an
But
album.
can we, oh, okay. But can we like
Have to talk about
preface
that.
how the Kamala as candidate became like a thing? Because it was like quite, it's not like, it
It was up in the air because a lot of
was
people
up
being
in
like,
the
you
air.
could replace Joe Biden, and he endorsed her.
Yeah, this is the thing. So he endorsed her in his like farewell statement that's everywhere on Twitter right now. And then within like what, the first 4 hours or something, 200 Democrat, I don't know, Congress
A lot
people,
of people endorsed her. It was actually quite
everyone
hard
was
to keep
issuing
up,
statements of endorsement.
including
So,
like the Michigan governor, who I can't think of her name off the top of my head. It's been a big week for politics. But who was also one of the people that people thought might be the candidate. But that was a longer shot, I think. But she was one of the governors that a lot of Democrats liked and were like, if it's not Joe, it could be her. But just for some like reference of like the constitutional, well, not constitutional, but you know what's going to happen. Essentially, we don't know who the candidate is because these delegates are pledged to Joe Biden, and he won like every state apart from the U.S. territory, one of the U.S. territories. So
Puerto
what they now
Rico.
go into is called convention, and it means that the delegates are basically free to choose whoever they want to vote for, essentially with their like own accord. Obviously, they don't literally just be like, I'm going to vote for this person because I think it's fun. They do think about it and talk to people. But the delegates are from each of the states, so however many each state has, I think it's dependent on size. Yeah, size, population, actually, probably population, because otherwise, like Utah would have far too many. But yes, so a quarter of them that needed to win. So I think it's 4,000, which sounds like a ton,
Wait,
but
is it a quarter of the
when you
states or a quarter of the delegate population?
quarter
Oh,
of the
well, the
delegates.
states.
They're like
Oh, okay.
1,000 and something, I think, have said that they're supporting Harris. So that's quite a
That's a
lot in
good
the first 24
start.
hours. They've got
I.
it's in a just under a month. It's on the 19th of August, the Democrat convention starts.
Well, but they were
She's
meant to
got
do
time.
a they were meant to do a roll call vote in like 2 weeks as well, like a virtual one before the
Really?
convention. Yeah, they were meant to do a vote when Biden was
Interesting.
candidate to like test the water and make sure that all the delegates were like in sync with it, or if you know they weren't, then they were gonna da 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 da.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that looks like it, I don't know if it'll be cancelled. The thing that some people are saying is, and apparently Obama wanted this, was more of a battle for the
I'd have
candidacy.
a contested convention.
Yeah. So that it, you
I
know, keeps
think.
the engagement up and pushes people to reform the Democrat Party a bit more than just take what we can get.
Yeah.
But I also, other people were like, yeah, but we don't have time for that. We don't
Yeah,
have.
I think that's great if you have enough candidates stepping up
I there's not
to it.
enough candidates
And
with
I
the
don't think
name
anyone really
recognition.
has. Okay, and we're back.
Okay, and we're back. Sorry,
Okay,
guys. We had a
hit
bit of
the
a tech
mouse
issue. It's
story.
fine. We're moving on.
We're
Just
moving
as
on.
the Democrat Party is moving on.
Yeah, great segue.
Yeah, but can we talk very quickly about the, I don't know, the levels of hope
Yeah.
and enthusiasm that's happening right now? I
People.
don't know if your internet's like this. Is your internet like
Yeah,
this,
mine's very much like
Matt?
this.
I've definitely seen some of this,
Mostly in the
yeah.
form of coconut tree edits, but support is support.
I haven't seen that either. I've seen a bit of
Can
that.
I explain the
I
coconut
don't
meme?
know the memes as well. But yeah,
So.
but I was just gonna say, firstly, like even amongst people who aren't doing the lovely memes, people like it's, I mean, I don't know, okay, I'm the core audience for this as well, obviously, and I do like Kamala
Yeah.
and I, you know, would like to see a female president. I'm in that boat, obviously, but I also, I don't know, Twitter and it's everywhere is very optimistic. People
Yeah.
are suddenly really, really engaged in a way that they weren't when
Yeah.
Biden was running.
People much more engaged with her than they were
Yeah.
before. And I hope it keeps up because also it's so short for a US campaign. Like she has like 105 days, I think she said yesterday. Maybe it's now 104, to be honest.
No, it
That
was
might
107 or something, and then obviously that's like you've lost the weekend. So
Yeah. So it's so short that I think she can actually really like ride the momentum for a, until hopefully election day. Not to be biased, but I
Well,
think it's quite clear that we
this
probably
is the
will.
argument we were making that if you want to get people to actually turn out, give them a reason, like give them something beyond politics to vote for,
Yeah.
and you people have something now. Like if people want to see the first female president, you've got a second chance. You know,
Yeah.
Hillary, it didn't work. Not for lack of trying, but it didn't work. This is the shot that they have.
I would love to
And
see
it's
Trump getting
exciting.
beaten by a woman. I just think it would be fantastic.
I do want to see the like if they do end up debating, I do want to watch that debate.
She's
Because
such a
she
good
is
debater as
she's
well.
so good. I was watching because there's this clip of her questioning Brett Kavanaugh when she was a senator
Yeah.
in his hearing. Incredible.
I like the
It's
one
so
when she
good.
I like when oh when she debated Mike Pence in 2016, and he like tries to interrupt her, and she just goes, "I am speaking," and it's
Oh, I think
like,
I have seen
"Yeah, you are
that.
speaking, like
And can
on
I
the
just say,
stage. It's
like,
so
I don't
good."
think, obviously, she's not, my perfect president for any way. She has her beliefs that I don't believe in. But compared to Trump, I think she's got so much almost like going for her, especially now that she can use the whole, like, he's so old card on Trump, which is
Oh.
really entertaining. Because that's all they had was that it was like Sleepy Joe again. Like they didn't even rethink the branding. And like it was like Biden's so old, he can barely speak, talking about golf courses. And I just don't think they can do that with her.
No,
That's the
but did he
question, yeah.
try? Did you see he tried?
He
He tried
tried
to
and it
call her
was
Laughing Pamela,
yeah, and it was
which
so
is just
bad.
like, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
That she's laughing and she's
And the
positive
laugh
and.
was
No,
the thing that
I,
got turned into the edits. Yeah.
Okay, do you want to talk about the
Yeah.
memes?
I'll talk about the
Go free reign on
quick.
the internet memes.
Yeah. Just because I
Matt's
think
just staring
actually,
with like fear in his eyes.
mostly because, okay, hear me out. I think this is very important because it shows the youth is very engaged in a way that they definitely have not been for Joe Biden. Especially because of his whole thing about like encampments and students and everything he said about that. This is very different. So essentially, about 2 months ago ish, Kamala Harris made this speech and she was like, my mom used to say, you didn't just fall out of a coconut tree, you exist in the context of which, no, what is it? You wish you live in a time in which you live in and the context of all that came before you. And this got
And then she
turned.
goes like, "You exist in the context,"
Yeah,
or
it's great.
something.
It's so funny. And that has been turned into this meme with, of course, Charli XCX's hit album Brat that just came out. Which is like this, like it's bright green and it says Brat. So if you've seen it a lot on social media,
Which
that's Brat.
album, but I didn't. Haven't
Yeah.
heard of it,
And a
but
lot of
okay.
people have just made fan, like they're like edits. Kamala Harris just going, you didn't just fall out of a coconut tree to like this, but to like different songs like that. And it's great. And then the senator for Hawaii, him, his endorsement of her was him, was a picture of him
Oh,
climbing
climbing
a coconut
a
tree.
coconut.
You can tell when
I
people are
followed
still
him after
supporting
that.
her because they have a tree in their bio next to the coconut emoji, like they have the tree emoji and the coconut emoji next to each other, and that's almost like the signal of being like, I'm supporting Camila. And yeah, it's been, of course, there's been a lot of like infighting, about because she doesn't have like a perfect record. She did some things as prosecutor that not a lot of people are very happy with, and people don't think she's different enough from Biden, all of that. So it's not like she has this huge support, but the fact that she so much support from the youth is still really good, and I don't think people are taking her as like they're not just gonna like, oh, we're just gonna vote for her and then stop. It's very much a we vote for her and then we try and make it better
Okay.
because you just
This
can't do that
is
with
the
Obama.
argument I'm seeing. I'm seeing some people on Twitter being really, I'm just trying to turn off my phone, sorry. I'm seeing some people on Twitter being like, oh, she's no different on Gaza. She was a prosecutor, so she's basically a cop, and all of these, like, yeah, like left-wing concerns, valid concerns, but Trump is worse. We've said it all year. People have said it all year. Trump is worse. And people are like, oh, well, I'm going to vote for the third party. A third party
Don't.
candidate isn't going to win in
Don't.
America. This is, if it's life and death and you care about abortion rights or immigration or anything that Trump wants to, tackle, take the person who will be most responsive to
Yeah.
protests and change
And I
on the
think,
inside. And
and also Trump
I
Plan 25, I believe it. Yeah, 2025 is terrifying. Like, let's be honest.
Project 2025.
Yeah, Project 25. Sorry, that's what I mean. It's quite scary, for like anyone living in the US. And I think sometimes there's this feeling that like, oh, but they're not gonna be any better than Trump. But like reading through that, I'm sorry, we're meant to be unbiased, but there's some things that we will just talk about. You know, that is worse. And I think,
I refuse to be unbiased on Project 25.
yeah, I don't think I can be.
It's scary. Matt, anything to add?
Matt, what do you want? Project 25.
I don't.
Project
What's
2025.
your
What do I want? What do I want out of
What do
it? I
you want to
don't.
say?
No, I don't. I don't want.
As
I'm
a
happy
man in
to,
this room, what do you want
to
to say?
vote against it. Yeah. No, it's obviously not great. And would be best if it could be avoided for America and for, well, kind of for America for like the longer term, I guess, is the big thing. The fact that it's trying to set in a whole load of precedents, then
Yeah.
yeah.
I just feel like we went from, I just feel like we went from existential panic about a Trump presidency, particularly in this last week with the shooting and the
Yeah.
convention and all of these things that like were happening really, really quick. And he looked like he was doing very well. And it's like, okay, well, that's it. Trump's won. Like that's the fear, and that's, been decided in July. And then, I don't know, in one night people get hope again. It's
I think
nice
yeah.
to see. That's all, it's just nice to see hope on the internet for
It's
once.
interesting.
Go, Matt.
If you look at the approval ratings of Trump and Harris, at the moment they're fairly similar, but in general, most people have made their mind up about Trump. There aren't not too many people who are kind of floating regarding him, whereas with Harris, there's a lot more room for it to go either way. So the campaign becomes a lot more important from now, but it is good to have someone, well, as the meme would say, what can be unburdened by what has been.
Yeah, I agree. I also think like the timing's actually, I realized, by the way, I got this from a tweet because I did actually forget, but the timing's actually quite smart because the Republican convention has just happened and they have, done their speeches, they've done their acceptance speeches. Trump's picked his VP. He's one man, I have to say. And yeah, they've done it all based on fighting Biden. They have it in their heads that they're fighting Biden. They're like, everyone was wearing those stupid ear bandages. You get the idea. Like, it was a bit of a cultish place. But he, like, they've done it all fighting Joe Biden, and then that's gone like all out of the window. And they're kind of a bit.
Yeah, like what's the plan if it's not Biden on the
I'm
ticket?
also surprised that they didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Like, surely someone must have been like, guys, we got to put together like a plan
Well, if you're
to beat the
spending
different
a whole year
candidates.
attacking his age, but you're not considering what if he doesn't make it to like November. Like these are the things that you should have been
Literally.
thinking about as the opponent.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like maybe there might have been some oversight there. Maybe they were just like, again, it's Trump, so it might have been like one track mind doing it with Biden again. I don't know. There's also been some hilarious tweets about the whole golf situation, debate, shooting.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's okay. My Twitter is really weird because I haven't been on it a lot. So I want to clear that one up first. And sometimes people joke about Biden and Trump secretly being together, and they do it in that
Oh, yeah,
stupid
I've heard
Wattpad
that.
style where they're like, who did this to you about the shooting? And it was really funny. It was a really funny tweet. And then one about Biden
That's a terrifying
dropping out
tweet
as
to
well.
read
I saw the
it.
same person did one about Biden dropping out. Hilarious. About him being like, I
Right.
just didn't fight you again. Great. I was eating it up. I needed the entertainment tonight.
I'm scared of Anna's Twitter, to be honest.
I am too. I am too. It's both full of like feminist things and also simultaneously full of misogyny, because Twitter, this like the algorithm just cannot tell the difference.
Just a heads up, we have 5 minutes left.
All
Yeah.
right. What do you have to say
What are
about
our
this?
final big, I don't know, it's I don't know what else to say. It's been a busy day
Yeah. I
with
mean, with
it.
this, the interesting stuff is probably yet to come. If they do debate, obviously we can talk about that when that happens. I don't know, I'm not very, yeah. We'll see what happens with this.
It's
We'll
a bit of a
definitely see what
waiting
happens.
game because we're just like, okay, Kamala seems to have got it. The internet's happy. The Democrats are pretty happy. Trump seems nervous. We need to know who her vice president is, basically.
Yeah. Yes. That'll be the big news.
Well, the bits of Twitter. I'm seeing a lot of great memes of like Kamala picking her vice president, and it's just like any white straight man.
White. And it's
In
the
this is
wine.
hold on,
Did
this
you
is
see
great. I love
Caitlin,
this.
did you see
This
the wine one? Because that one was my favorite
The wine. I was about to
in
show you.
white.
Hold on, let me get it from Matt. Have you seen it, Matt?
I haven't seen this one. Matt,
Okay,
I'll
let
send
me
them
get
to
it
you.
up.
I've got them all
Oh,
saved.
it's
Like,
basically, yeah, it's
let
interesting whites. It's just, but yeah, that's the argument. It's
me find the interesting white one and the
she has
paint
to find.
samples, and they're all just white.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's funny, but it's also very accurate because, that is that is all maybe
It has to
America's
be.
biggest problem is a black woman. It's
Yeah.
not a white woman necessarily. It's the intersectionality of it.
Yeah.
And
And I
whether
think
American can be less racist and less sexist at the same time,
I
which
think it
is
does have to be a
interesting.
white man,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
But
But
then,
also think of it as like, if we think about it, it's really the opposite of the Biden Harris ticket. Like, they're essentially doing the other way around. I mean, they
Well,
won't
they're doing the
all the way, but
Obama-Biden ticket. They're doing the Obama-Biden ticket.
Yeah, they are, to be honest. Like, and also, but the thing is, though, the difference is as well that she's got the expertise this time. Like, she's so
But then
experienced.
it's the other thing that they were saying, or people were saying, is that there's a few like senators of key swing states who they're looking at, or
Yeah.
governors. The main
Yeah.
one is Josh
And
Shapiro
like,
of Pennsylvania, because he's had
yeah.
a very good week in there was a shooting in the state, and
Yeah.
he did a lot with the family of the guy who died at the Trump rally.
I've heard a
But
lot
the, I don't
about
know.
the governor of Illinois as
Yeah,
well.
if it was
The
risky.
governor's quite a good one, just because it's almost like a president on a lower level,
I
which is why a lot
saw, I
of
heard
governors are
somewhere
coming
else
for.
as well. I don't remember where else. Basically, if
Michigan,
you're a
but she's a
straight
woman.
white,
A
if you're a
bitch
straight
was a bitch
white,
here.
What?
Hold on, I'm trying to. Bashir.
see, I
Of
really like the idea
Kentucky.
of Pete Buttigieg getting it. Because
Oh,
he's
my
fun and they'd
friend
be great
wrote her
together, but
dissertation on why VPs have been chosen for the last 20 years, and she's betting on Pete, and she got Vance right for Trump.
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So
I like the
I'm
idea of Pete,
trusting. I mean, I'll send you the meme because I don't think I can actually say it of what we saw, but wait, I'll just send you the text actually. I don't even need to send you the meme.
but can he survive? Well, not survive, but imagine trying to run a campaign and also, having to deal with rampant
Like
homophobia from
homophobia.
Republicans.
Yeah.
Like that's the one issue there, maybe, with
Yeah.
Pete. Because Pete is gay. That's
Yeah,
okay.
exactly.
We
That's
love him.
You were just being homophobic to him because he gives off a vibe.
I really, really like Pete, and I think Pete and Kamala would be so good together. Like they've got the same, okay. They've got the same sort of
It would
comedy.
be
It's
great together.
lovely.
Don't get me
They
wrong.
would be
I
good
think it might
together.
be peak
Imagine
and
all
they
the
might do it.
memes.
They might do it because, again, though, that hits a lot of demographics, to be quite honest.
Yeah, but
Like,
you
they got the
lose.
girls, they got the gays.
I think they've already got the gays, Anna.
Oh, yeah, true.
Did you see? There's like a ton of gay
Guys,
guys who
I'm
showed
queer as
up to
well.
Fire Island this morning in the green Brat Camela t-shirts, and somebody was like, how did they print them so
Yeah,
fast?
what's going on with how quickly things are being printed?
Do people have like
On a
t-shirt printers in their
Sunday.
houses?
On a
Yeah.
Sunday. I was like
Anyway.
insane. I think one of them must have just a t-shirt printer in the house and was just like, I
Yeah.
have probably already had those Brat t-shirts lined up. Like, let's be realistic.
Yes.
And just got it down. Okay, should we end on that? Just because I don't think we've got. I
Oh,
mean,
the
gradually
gay
going
guys
to.
in Camela Brat t-shirts.
Get your Brat
That's
t-shirts.
it. That's the hope that the American public needs. Gay guys in green Camela t-shirts. I don't
Yeah.
know. It's a good day. Impartiality's out the window, sorry,
Am
but
I,
guys,
yeah,
I think
I
it's okay
think
to
we've
say that
lost
we
that.
don't support
You
Trump.
know what? I liked Biden. I wasn't against him as a person. I think he's a very nice politician. You can make that face at me, Anna, but he's had a very long and lovely career as a
He voted for
politician.
segregation.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Okay.
Yeah, he said some things, but that was 50 years ago, right at the start,
Yeah, exactly. He didn't
when the
have much
US was still
choice. He has to
segregated.
vote with what his voters want.
But
Anyway, that's not the point. But it's sad that he has to leave. But also, it's a good reason to go.
I also think it's time,
It's a
and also,
high
guys, we've
note.
only got 4 minutes left on the Zoom, so we're actually gonna have to stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's ending on a high note, and
It's
then
ending on a
let's hope it
high.
makes some lovely historic change with it and stops autocracy. And I don't know, I'm not impartial anymore, sorry, but I don't care.
It's gone. It's gone. We can say
It's
bye-bye
exciting. It's a nice day.
to him.
It's a good
Anyway,
day.
thanks everyone for listening. Should we stop here?
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.